Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, you're listening to Cleopatra Memphis Studios. I'm your girl, Cleopatra Memphis, but you can call me Cleo. And today we are talking about WHO, which is the World Health Organization, what they are, who they are, and why we should be thanking them. Right now marks 100 days since the last case was reported about COVID-19. And it has been a trying, well, yesterday marked 100 days since the first case of what we now call COVID-19 was, you know, notified by the World Health Organization. And today it's going to say at least 1.3 million people have been infected and almost 80,000 have lost their lives. Now, the World Health Organization is supporting countries to prepare and respond, providing accurate information in the fight, the infodemic, ensuring its supplies of medical equipment for health workers. They're also training and mobilizing health workers and accelerating R&D. Now, the World Health Organization has been around a very, very long time, and their general director is Dr. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus, and I hope I said his name correctly. Forgive me if I didn't. He is the first World Health Organization. He is the first World Health Organization director general to have been elected from multiple candidates by the World Health Assembly, and then the first person from the World Health Organization African region to serve as the World Health Organization's chief technical and administrative officer. He took office immediately July 2017. He's outlined five key priorities of the World Health Organization, which is universal health coverage, health emergencies, women and children and adolescents, health impacts of the climate and environmental change, and to transform the World Health Organization. Prior to his election, he served as Ethiopia's Minister for Foreign Affairs from 2017 to 2016. He's led efforts to negotiate Addis Ababa Action Agenda, in which 193 countries committed to financing necessary to achieve sustainable development goals. He served as Ethiopia's Minister of Health from 2005 to 2012, where he led comprehensive reform of the country's health system, and all roads led to universal health coverage for Dr. Tedros, and he demonstrated what it takes to expand access to health care with limited resources. I could go on and on about this man. Beyond Ethiopia, his leadership on malaria, HIV, and AIDS, maternal and child health has been immensely crazy impactful. And he was elected chair of the Global Fund to Fight AIDS, Tuberculosis, and Malaria Board in 2009, and served as chair of the Rollback Malaria Partnership, co-chair of Partnership of Maternal, Newborn, and Child Health Board. So Dr. Tedros has been absolutely amazing. And if you want correct information, I suggest go to the World Health Organization. That's the best place I'm going to suggest you to get your information. And it's at www.who.int. That's www.who.int. So we should be thanking them. Why? Because anything that we're hearing currently from our administration that's not correct, you will get the correct information here. And they are not just helping one country. They are helping us as a global community. And is headed by an amazing, as you heard, doctor. So right now, there's a lot of things you need to know right now. They're even allowing us to know that 5G mobile networks did not spread COVID-19. COVID-19 is spread through respiratory droplets when an infected person coughs, sneezes, or speaks. People can also be infected by touching contaminated surfaces and then their eyes, mouth, or nose. So people is not 5G. So listening to the World Health Organization, they have daily briefings on Facebook. I suggest following them, where they speak on what is currently going on, how many people are infected, and then some. There's always Dr. Tedros is always there every day, just about, as we have a media briefing on COVID-19. So this is the reason why you need to know, if you didn't know, if you weren't already aware about the World Health Organization. This is what they do. It's about global health care. And we have someone, thankfully, that is a director general that is talking about the fight for global health care. And it's a vital thing right now. As I was talking in our last episode about our religious community, this right here, the World Health Organization, is who everyone in the world comes together and comes to in order to address the situation. And unfortunately, our administration here in the United States, they're number 45, is threatening to pull back finances from the World Health Organization and then some. So we're just going to be praying for them that we keep things going, because this is a global health crisis. This is not just about the America. This is not just about, trying to divert from a failed administration on acting on a global health crisis in the midst of knowing well before the public knew, well beyond what they told us. So I suggest you all to always, always, always contact and for questioning, for information that you need to know right away with the World Health Organization. And I'm thankful to be able to tell you about the World Health Organization what we kindly refer to as WHO, so you can get the right information you need. And if you have the funds, please give to them, because they are using it for everyone right now, not just one particular entity, not just one country. We are coming together to try to solve this issue. Also, later on, we're going to be talking about the city you're in, what your experience is, and how you should be eating to keep your immune system up. We're going to be talking about quarantine cuisine to help build your immune system and what you actually need to do. So stay tuned. You can always call in to speak to us at 563-999-3596. That's 563-999-3596 for live action, camera and action anytime. And we will give you the rundown of what's going on, keep you up with the latest information on this this virus, COVID-19, and how we should keep things together, how we should work together, and literally make this world a better place. So until the next episode, and in the meantime, be great.